In Northwest News from KPLU, Everett is a step closer to becoming the home of Boeing's next wide-body jet assembly. The company has started demolition work on three buildings that will be torn down to make way for the new 777X Composite Wing Center. More from KPLU Business and Labor reporter Ashley Gross.
First came the protective gear.
We've got safety glasses, hard hats.
Then with their white hard hats on, Senator Maria Cantwell, Governor Jay Inslee, Boeing Commercial Airplane CEO Ray Conner, and others picked up gold-painted sledgehammers and started whacking away.
Three, two, one, knock down that wall!
Three office buildings are getting demolished to make way for the new 1.3 million square foot composite wing facility. This is going to be the first time Boeing produces composite wings on its own. It outsourced that production to Japan for the 787. Inslee says winning the 777X and building its wing here means securing many aerospace jobs.
It's not just another wing, because it can be lifting thousands of passengers around the world in the decades to come. But it's going to be lifting tens of thousands of people who are going to drive out of these gates to go home of houses that they bought because of the payroll associated with these decades of employment.
But John Holden, District 751 president for the Machinists Union, says he thinks the number of jobs Inslee is predicting is optimistic.
Going into composites, going into robotics, we will see fewer members due to technology.
Boeing has said it's in the final stages of testing a new system of robots to fasten panels of the 777 fuselage together. Still, Holden says he's glad the 777X will be built here. He says Boeing hasn't given him an exact number of jobs connected to the program, but he expects it to be in the thousands. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.